Well, let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you have team updates for us?
Yeah, team updates from a coaching standpoint, you know, just working offensively and defensively with those coaches on situations. So, you know, we're grinding hard on 2-minute was a situation today, and I thought the coaches handled themselves and their side of the ball respectively well. It'll be great tape to teach off of, too, so I'm excited to watch that. From a player standpoint, you know, it's really good to see the guys back. We're as big as we've ever been up front on both sides of the ball, so I'm really excited about that. I love our linebacker room. A lot of competition in there. The secondary is coming together really well. You know, I got a saying that I stole from the Steelers, man. We got three dogs and one bone in the secondary right now, you know, at that corner spot. We got three kids that can play, and they all fighting for a spot. So I like that. Our safety situation is coming together. You know, it's a lot of competition back there too. And then we got running backs and quarterbacks that can play. So, I mean, the Pipers are stacked pretty well. But again, it's my job to get everybody not just on the bus, but in the right position, man, the right seats on the bus. But that's what we're working to. We just got through day 5 of a practice and, you know, getting ready for meetings this afternoon, and we'll walk through and try to get better.
Fantastic. Like to hear that. Well, let's start with fan questions this week, and we'll begin with Drew. He says, Coach, I know it is early in camp, but who is someone you look at and think, man, that kid came ready to play?
I'll tell you what, I just kind of said it early. We got three corners right now, Caleb Leaders, Juan Bertard, and Ryan Avery, that are really fighting for two spots, and I'm really excited about that. We got a freshman kid, Trey Guerrero, in the running back room who is flashing. I'm really excited about him. Paulo Szczesinski, I pulled him aside, and what I usually do is at the end of the day, I'll always, you know, at the end of practice, I'll say, hey, you know, this kid had a great practice, and da-da-da-da-da, and then the next day he comes out and doesn't do well. So I didn't do that today. I pulled him aside. And I said, Paul, I'm not going to do this because every time I do it, it blows up in my face, but you're doing a good job. So I'm excited about him. Charlie Wilson and Alejandro, I mean, they're Mayak football players, you know, so they're working on their timing. Alec Ralph is coming along. So we got a lot of guys that are flashing and doing well. So it's a tough one. It's tough to just name one. We got a whole host of characters.
Andy would like to know, he says, I know you want to run the ball more this season. So who is a running back right now that you feel could be the featured back for this team?
You know what? I've been here 10 years and we've had a featured back, Austin Duncan. And, you know, things have kind of changed, man. Like, just with the way the Mayak is set up, the sizes of the defenses, you know, you got to have three in that room. So the guys that are stepping, that are flashing right now, Malik Wynn, who'll be a sophomore for us, got a little bit of time last year. And then we got a young guy out of Arizona, man, Trey Guerrero, who's a little bowling ball, man. He's a tough little guy to bring down. And very excited about him and the way he's working. So I'd say those are the two that, as of right now, as of day 5, or, you know, kind of taking the early lead in the running back room.
Next up, we have Brady, who would like to know, how do you feel that the team is gelling at this point?
You know what? We actually gave the guys off yesterday, which is crazy. I mean, the NCAA is now, you know, you have to give them a day off in training camp, which blows my mind. You know, whenever I'm talking to my roommates from college or anybody that from our era, they say, you got to do what? Because when we played, there were no days off. We were going. So gave them a day off yesterday, and we really wanted to focus on team building. So the D-line and O-line went mini-golfing. I think the DBs and the receivers did some, like, ultimate frisbee stuff. And I'm not sure. I think the running backs, tight ends might have did, like, a Xbox video game tournament. So those things are important in camp, man. And when you get in these environments, man, it's not just about football. It's about learning about each other, different backgrounds, religions. Whatever the case is, man, it's just about learning about different people. So that was good, and then we're right back at it today. So,
Tom, I'd like to know, do you have a theme that you were using for this season?
No, not necessarily a theme. One thing I am talking about is, you know, is climbing a mountain. You know, if you need to climb a mountain, there's certain steps and protocols you need to take to get to the top of the mountain. You can't be at the bottom and look at the top and say, man, I'm just going to get up there. Like, you got to train for it. You got to have the right gear for it. You got to, you know, when it's time to climb it, you know, you got to make sure you have, you know, you're putting your foot in the right spot, your hand in the right spot, one step at a time. You got to focus on what's right in front of you right there. So we talk about climbing a mountain. That's going to be the overall theme, but that's just something that's come up in team meetings a lot, and I want to make sure those guys understand and appreciate that. So,
Derek would like to know, who is a player in the Mayak that you think is really going to be something special this year?
That I would say that's not on our team.
I'm assuming so.
Yep. I would say I love the kid from I love number two from Bethel, Joey Kidder. I think it's Kidder. It's Kidder. I should know his name. But he's number two from Bethel is a really good football player. And the kid can jump on the hard court and get you 10 points and 10 rebounds. So that's the kind of athlete that we got to face when we play them. And I like the quarterback of Augsburg, man, Caden Sheehan. I mean, the kid is 5 foot nothing, but that kid can play. That kid can play football, man. Coach Lampker's done a good job with him over there. They have a couple receivers that are pretty good, 1 and 11. I think that's for the league. I think those are the guys that I remember that are coming back that really flash. And I'd be foolish not to mention there's a running back down in St. Olaf. I don't know much. I just saw a little bit of tape in the summer because we haven't played them since 2019. But just in our summer studies, that kid is a monster, man. The running back, I think it's number 9. He can play. So there's some really good players in this league. So
Phil says, Jordan Love completed 7 of 10 passes in his preseason debut for the Packers, who blew out the Bengals. Is it too early to get too hyped about this guy?
Well, I wish I would have saw it. But no, it's not too early. I mean, the fan base of Green Bay, you know, has been blessed with Brett Favre and with Aaron Rodgers. So hopefully Love, you know, hopefully the front office saw something to Love that they like and he can produce. So we'll pull him for him. I want to see that kid do well.
But you know, it's almost NFL season, so our buddy Andre returns with two questions for you. His first is, what do you expect out of Jalen Hurts this season?
Man, I expect Jalen Hurts to continue to get better. I do. He's got great coaching. He's in the system. He got paid. He's got weapons. He's in a great sports town. I expect him to do well this year, man. We need him to do well and play well. So.
He says, also, I don't know if you got a chance to watch the game, but this Tanner McKee looked pretty solid. Do you see him sticking with the team and being the backup to Hurts this year?
Ooh, I didn't see their first one. I don't know anything about the kid. But I'm gonna trust you. If you say that the guy looks good, then I'm gonna trust you, Dre. So hopefully he sticks and he can be a good backup.
Joe says, can you believe it's 2 weeks until the college football season gets underway? Who are you liking this year?
Well, I mean, you got the normal blue bloods, right? Michigan, Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State. So you got those four. But again, man, right then from the South Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tri-State, and I always follow Penn State. Coach Franklin, I think, does a good job. I'm interested to see Rutgers and Maryland this year. I think both those programs will take a step. I'm interested to see that. And then the guys right in our backyard, man, I'm going to sneak over to watch Nebraska play Minnesota, man. I'm pulling for the Gophers and Coach Fleck and everything that he's got going on over there. We got an assistant coach that was here with us, Brian Sheehan, who's over there in an offensive quality control position. So I want to see everything go well for the Gophers this year. So I'd say those schools.
Next up we have Tyler, who says, Coach, my favorite race of the year is coming up, Daytona in 2 weeks. I know you're getting ready for your own season, but he was wondering if you'd slip away for a few hours and get glued to your TV to watch the race.
You know what? NASCAR is heavy for me early in the season, from February till about May, and then things kind of tail off. So I might be able to catch a little bit, but not to be able to sit there and the veg out in front of the TV. I mean, those days are over. So, you know, but it'll be, you know, again, I'll say this. Those Chevys, man, watch the Chevys, and my guy Truex has been running really, really good, man. So Chevys, Hamlin, and Truex, watch those cars.
You talked about this a little bit earlier, but Gary says, Hamlin University has such a diverse student body, and I would assume that is true for your football team as well. How do you build chemistry on a team where there is so much diversity and maybe even some fairly significant differences of opinion?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's part of the college experience. That's part of life. You know, so we put those guys in, and we intentionally put those guys in certain groups so that they can learn from each other and see things from a different vantage point. And it's not just where you grew up from and how you did things, but there's other ways to do things. So it's really forcing them in environments to step outside of their comfort zone and to learn from each other, man. So, yeah, absolutely.
Amy would like to know, at what age did you notice that you started calling your players kids?
Kids. Oh, boy. Kids. You know what? I've been fortunate to coach college football since I was 23 years old, so I don't call them kids. I try to call them young men. I try not to call them kids too much. I catch myself if I ever say, hey, guy, and I'm talking to my coaching staff, and you know, we want to get the kids ready. I don't like that. I say, let's get our guys ready to go, or the young men ready to go. I try not to say kids. So, plus, I think kids is like a baby goat, isn't it? I think if you look it up, a kid is a baby goat.
Yes, yes.
If I'm not, yes, don't quote me on that. But I'm gonna. I think that's right. Kids.
You are right. You're absolutely right about that. Raymond would like to know, does Coach Taylor go out to the state fair, and what is his favorite thing to do if he does go there?
Ooh, that's not a thing. I know there's some people that will go 3-4 times a year. When I have to go, I've had to do some radio stuff over there, so when I have to go, I've been living here 10 years. I think I've been to that thing 3 times, but the corn and cheese curds. Those, if I've got to go over there, I'm going to get 2 ears of corn for $3. Well, maybe it's 2 for $6, and then I'll get some cheese curds, and that's about it.
I think we might have a stumper for you this week, too, Coach. Tracy would like to know, what are 3 adjectives that you think best describe you?
3 adjectives that best describe me. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yep, got a stumper. Well, we're going to come back to that one next week. We're going to come back to that one next week. Yep, we're going to come back to that. Let's make sure we get that answered next week, Rob.
Absolutely. And what are our words of wisdom for this week?
You know what, I was just talking to the team about, you know, one of our pillars of our program is toughness. You know, so I just told those guys, mental toughness is when you can find fuel in an empty tank. You know, that's mental toughness, man. When it's the fourth quarter, and we got to run the ball, and everybody in the stadium know we got to run the ball, that's when mental toughness kicks in. So that's the words of wisdom.
Fantastic. Coach Taylor, thanks for joining us this week.
All right, thanks for listening. We'll get that question answered next week.